Hello and welcome to this episode of No Blasters with me, Kieran Bartlett. Before we get into today's episode, let me tell you about our Patreon over at patreon.com/NoBlasters. This is the home of No Blasters Extra Time, which is a podcast that we throw out every Thursday. So you get your normal episode on Tuesday, you get another episode of No Blasters on Thursdays. All our specials are on there. So like the Goblin King special, the Majestic special, we're going to have the SSE special, Belfast Giant on there soon. The Nevermind the Mock Blame specials are on there. It's a great time. It's from as little as £3 a month. So go over, check it out. We do loads of stuff. You get offers on gig tickets. We've got merch coming soon. It's fucking sensational. Get over there to patreon.com/NoBlasters. Thank you very much. Today's episode is sponsored by Manscaped.com. Manscaped.com is a website that sells the very best of straight up pube removal products and gadgets. So this is like if you want to be the like a baldy James Bond, this is the way to do it. So basically, I would highly recommend checking out the performance package, which is a thing where you get like you get a lawnmower 5.0, which is the main razor. You get a weed whacker, which is for your nose and ears. You get like a range of the products like ball deodorant and ball wipes and like moisturizer and stuff like that. It's all here. It's a great time. They also do things. They do like a beard trimmer called the Hedger, and they do another one called the Handyman, which is for doing like wee lines and all. It's a great set of stuff. I wouldn't look this good without it. That's right. So get on over to manscaped.com, use the code NOBLASTERS20. So that's the word NOBLASTERS, all one word, and the number 20, NOBLASTERS20, for free shipping and 20% off. I saw a video recently of a cat reacting to that advert, by the way, the ad that we put up on the screen. Somebody sent it in the Instagram of a cat watching this read and going, and then touching the No Blasters 20. And I'm like, see, our advertising is so good. Even the cats want it right now anyway. So, plus a cat could probably use a shave now anyway. Please.
Talk about shave buzzes.
So our episode is also sponsored by Joxer. Joxer is a sensational restaurant, bistro, cafe in Hollywood, Hillsborough and Bangor. Three great locations. It opens every day from 9 until 4 and then opens late on Thursdays from 5 until late. If you want to book one of those dinner tables where they have like a different menu, it's like a dinner-y menu, if you know what I mean. So it's all brunchy during the day and then it goes a bit crazy at night time. It's great. If you want to book one of those tables, please use resdiary.com, search for Joxer, search for whichever one you want to go to and then book a table there. They do cocktails, they do all the barista coffees, they do chaffles during the day, they do salads. It's a great time, it's a great place, very accommodating. If you've got any wee dietary requirements and all, they just sort it out for you. It's dog friendly during the day, it's lovely. So check out Joxer, we love them, they love us. Great times, the home of sriracha mixed with maple syrup, which is fucking sensational. Do you know how good Joxer is? Everywhere's copying that now. They've revolutionized the chicken and waffle game. So go to Joxer. We love them. They love us. Let's get stuck into today's episode, where today's guest is none other than Oma comedy titan and sensational singer, Connor Keyes. How's it going, mate?
I am fucking starving now after hearing that.
I know.
Swear to God, sriracha and maple.
Oh, it's great. It's very dirty. We'll do it off this.
Can we do like a 4-minute episode and just go to Joxer?
We'll just do it. Do you know what? It's been great, guys. Thanks for joining us. So, what was I going to say? Have you been yet? Have you been to Joxer?
No.
This is like your first time. Oh my God.
The last time we went in, I think you weren't maybe a shareholder at that time.
Okay.
Whenever we went in, they were too packed that we couldn't get a table.
Now I'm on the board.
Now you're on the board, governors.
Just going to say, tell Chef Kieran's here. I love it. Like, to be fair, the last time I was in, I think I got, so I did a chicken parm the second last time, and then last time, they do pancakes with bacon.
Oh, Lord.
It's very sweet, but it was lovely.
Sure, we love a bit of sweet.
It's a wee bit of salt and all. Oh, salty sweet. So, which is also the name of my OnlyFans. OnlyFans.com/salty sweet. It's just me. It's all feet pictures. Oh, mate, I heard some horrific shit about feet yesterday. But anyway, I was watching. I don't want to sound prudish here. I don't know I'm going to, but I feel like I've been attacked by sex adverts twice in the last week.
Attacked by them?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Attacked were like, so this is very nerdy. I follow ice hockey. I love ice hockey. I sat down on YouTube. I didn't sit on YouTube. I sat in front of it, right? Mm-hmm. And I sat down to watch the NHL All-Star event, right? So Dan hates it, right? So they do a thing. They have an All-Star
NHL
game.
NHL is in hockey?
Yeah. Okay. So like, every year they'll pick like an All-Star team. You know, like they do like FIFA team of the year, or they do like GAA team of the year or whatever. And so in this, it's they pick like the best players out of all the teams. They make up a couple of squads and then they get them to play against each other. So it's Eastern Conference versus Western Conference. The stars from each league play each other, right? And it's a good time. And then they have the All-Star skills event, which is like 12 of the most skillful players doing technical stuff compete in a sort of weird like heptathlon type thing on the ice where it's there's like 7 or 8 events. And it's a wee bit like it's a knockout, and they do like wee games, and there's $1 million on the line. Now, do I think it's rare that they don't give that $1 million to charity? Yes. Anyway, right. Mm. No one cares. Anyway, right. So people are like, "Why the fuck are you talking about ice hockey this long?" Right. So
not just people.
I'm in the middle watching that though. I'm in the middle watching that. Now my ads on YouTube aren't optimized. I turned that off because I kept getting this. I was getting ads for things that I was mentioning in my everyday life.
Okay.
Yeah. They are so listening to us. I know I'm not new with this. But like, you know, like I could say to you, what's this? What does this mean? I don't need to get into this. What does that mean?
They can hear your thoughts at this stage.
This guy.
They have shown that they can predict what you're thinking.
Can Spotify do it? Because sometimes I'll be thinking, do you know what song I love to come on next? And it happens.
I don't know if the algorithm has got so smart that they can predict exactly down to the second what you're going to do next.
I was listening, and this did happen the other day. I have a metal playlist on my Spotify called Twank's Big Brutes. Check it out, right?
Nice.
That's Brutes, Brootz, right? And
of course, it
and, is. And it's a metal playlist that I have, and I was listening to it the other day. Now I'm in a big metal mood right now. Sometimes I know I'll be sweeping in the jazz come springtime, right? Mm-hmm. But like I'm in a metal place right now, and so I get this way in January, usually in February, right? So I was in.
This is your version of SADS.
The days are short,
right?
And,
so you want to feel like your life is too.
And my the days are short, my life is short, but my metal is heavy, right? So I was sitting. I said to Chloe, I was about to get a shower, and I said to Chloe, she was still sort of sleeping. I was like, I'm gonna put some music on, and she was like, right, and I was like, is it sweet? She was getting up though. I was like, sweet enough for us to be, because Chloe likes heavy music as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some things on this playlist that are like, Chloe's like, fuck's sake, right?
It's
like
a bit too far.
Lorna Shore, Cradle of Filth, Meshuggah. Chloe doesn't like all that, right? But here, she'll take, you know, your Linkin Parks, your Silversteins. She'll take any of that, right?
The pop heavy metal.
She'll take that sort of that more melodic stuff, right? But have you heard Lorna Shore? I'm not getting into this, but
no, I have mates who are into the Meshuggah and all that sort of stuff, but I can't do it.
I'm all about it, right? So I've got that flying, and then there's also like Iron Maiden, Metallica, and all on this, right? So Metallica comes on, and I know Chloe doesn't like Iron Maiden, like she thinks they're really cheesy, and like I think she's called it Grander Rock a couple of times, and I'm like, fuck yourself, they're unbelievable, right? But I was saying about Metallica. Metallica was on. I'm trying to remember. It doesn't. One was on. Mm-hmm. You know, fucking right. So. One's on Darkness, imprisoning me. Oh, that's me. Absolute horror. Right. So I'm fucking having a great time. Right. And I said to Chloe,
you're just wiping your balls with a manscaped stuff like that. Just fucking
deep pubing. Right. And sounds like a guy we play for Anthem. Something.
And it's deep pubing on the ball now.
Unbelievable. So So I said to her, I goes, do you like Metallica? And she was like, all right, I'm not Irish. She goes, I don't really know any of her songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, Enter Sandman. You know Enter Sandman? She's like, yeah, I'll take it, but like, I'm not Irish. And I'm sort of sitting there going, right, you know. You know, and Metallica to me is summarized by the word tonight. Right, anyway, so I'm sort of like going like, we're going to have a ride tonight, right?
And I've never really gotten into metal, you see.
I like Metallica.
I go for the pop version of, like I say, Nothing Else Matters and all that sort of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So I hear I take a lot
but
of
Master
stuff.
Of Puppets, I'd be like, I don't
know. Yeah, you're so right, okay.
You know, it's on the line.
I like some of the later shite Metallica that people, Metallica fans don't like. I actually tend to quite like it. Right, so okay.
Like Whiskey in the Jar?
I'll take Whiskey in the Jar. Do you remember the one from Mission Impossible 2, I Disappear? Bom, wow, bom, bom, the wow, bom, bom.
Mission Impossible 2 had a good alert. Limp Bizkit's tune was Mission Impossible
2. Yeah,
that fucking
belter. Dum, 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 dum. And then he's like, now I know why you want to hate me.
It's all well as it is here lately. Fucking.
So I'm
showing my age here.
I will unironically be at that gig with a hat on, loving that they're coming here.
No, you're not, are you?
I'm back here. A black MY hat, it's coming out.
Oh, no.
The black one. I was cool. I didn't have the red one. I had the black one from the Rearrange video. Boom ba doom boom doodaloo doodaloo. Oh mate, let's drown again, milk. No? Remember that?
Yeah.
We've all drowned in milk at some time in our life, you know. Of a Thursday.
There's a couple of years gap between us. So I was working in a bar when Limp Bizkit came out.
Oh, right, okay.
And so Audacity's like, who the fuck are these two?
You know I was working on GCSEs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you were impressionable?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
I fully sucked the Limp Bizkit for like three albums.
Yeah.
The Significant Other. What was it? $3 bill, y'all.
That's right.
Significant Other and Chocolate Starfish. Oh,
My GCSEs was soggy biscuits, but there was no, there was no Fred Durst in those days.
I never knew anybody.
Fred West was
really
a bit as much
playing.
As we knew at that stage. That was our heroes. That's who we looked up to.
Mate. I don't know why you want to hit me because I've buried you under the garden. So like,
put the kettle on, Rose.
So. I said to Chloe, though, about this, I just said, like, you know Enter Sandman? And this is on a shuffle playlist. Mm-hmm. Very next song, 30 seconds later. I'm like, these cunts are listening.
They're listening.
Now, I can't remember how we got here, but I'm going to try and backtrack. So Metallica, I'm backtracking.
They're listening to us.
They're listening to us. Sexy ice hockey ads. Thank you, Michael.
Look at that. Fosse. Hey, Fosse's on fucking, the he's fucking in, ball. He's in, he's in
so,
the zone.
So I'm watching the All-Star game. Still, I can't remember the link, but anyway, I was watching.
There was £1 million that you should have given to charity.
Right? So they're doing all the skills games. In the middle of that, as I say, my ads aren't optimized.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see weird ads. I see a lot of ads for people trying to get you into trading, you know, like trading 212 and all that. I see a lot of ads for Domino's. I see a lot of ads. I mean, Money and Pizza, maybe they are optimized. I don't know. But anyway, so like,
say, it sounds like they know who you are. Like,
and
yeah.
Then out of nowhere, like in the middle of this NHL All-Star game, which presumably kids could be watching on YouTube, just starts going, get your free toy over on Love Honey. And some woman being like, oh, right. And I'm going, kids are going to click on Love Honey and go, if you're saying there's free toys.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely fucking weird. And then last night, this is weirder.
What'd you buy?
I didn't buy anything, I just took the free one.
The 30-day trial?
Some sort of egg-shaped thing that presumably goes into me. Now, we, in and around it. So, I think this is weirder. This is weirder than YouTube.
Because
this was on 4OD.
Oh, right, okay.
What we're watching, Grand Designs from 2015. Some old couple making a fucking... Doing a revisit on their, it was 2014, doing a revisit on their, the French manor house that they renovated and rebuilt, right?
And they found a big dildo in the ottoman.
And mate, you would at least if that had happened in the show, there's a reason for this advert. Have you seen this new advert for Durex? So an advert came on for Durex where it's like, It's people getting way too excited about lube, by the way. Like way too happy.
But
I don't remember
that happening. Do you remember that when the craze, when lube was first?
Yeah, but
it feels like that again. It feels like we're back full.
That's sort of like
it's for men who don't know what they're doing.
It's like the craze for the current craze for smooth peanut butter and blueberries on top of porridge is sort of like the lube craze.
Okay.
You seen this? Pictures of this everywhere?
Yeah. Is that no? Are they the just like acai bowls and all that stuff?
Yeah. What is that?
What the fuck are you doing?
Either
have porridge or don't.
Yeah, I know. And here, don't.
Don't? Absolutely.
Do you know what it will take, though? A wee overnight porridge. The wee overnight oats, cold. It's nice.
All right.
You're
going on accommodation. It goes like chewy.
You know, anyway.
Okay.
Overnight porridge is another OnlyFans page that I'm connected to. But anyway, so that would be a great name. Overnight Oats, that's a great name for a dirt show. That's like a show to be on Channel 5 at like 10:53 on a Thursday. Yeah. You're sitting there waiting for your dad to go to bed.
And he's waiting for you to go to bed.
and he's in control, because he can go here. Past your bedtime now, isn't it? It's 10:52. Get out of here.
He pulls a Trump card out.
That's fucking unbelievable. So I was sitting watching that. So an ad comes on where people are like, they're sliding down like rainbows and all, rainbows of lube, right? And it's all fun. No one's ever having a bad time with Durex lube, according to these adverts.
Yes.
And then there was like an ad comes on then for like pizza or something, and then straight back to Durex. But this is the weirdest advert I've ever seen, right? This is a weird advert where, so there's like, a woman sitting on, like, she's like lying on a sofa, she's like watching TV, and she just goes and like turns around and lifts, like, it looks like a frog, but it's obviously something you set on your dude and it's gonna drive you wild, right? So she just goes,
does it have the tongue and all comes out?
It had wee bits, right? So she just lifts that, and then there's a guy sitting on the sofa, and it's like the sex angelus, because they're just sitting there and they just go. And he turns around and lifts like what is essentially a wee rubber sock that you push your dick into.
Right.
And it was just the weirdest. What it's like a wee fake fanny.
Oh, right.
Chloe literally went, "Oi, do you ever just be sitting on the sofa and go, I wonder there's the wee silicone sock girl I'll just fucking throw my dick into?"
You go,
and I was just like,
"Aye."
To be fair, I was sitting there going, can you fuck a pizza? Like, you know, it's one of those things where I was going, in the middle of my grand designs.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? This is like gland designs. Like there's, I was looking at it going, there's nothing like less grand than having a wank on the sofa. Do you know what I mean? Like I was just like,
I'm sorry, I'm confused here. So do you actually have a wank then if you wear this thing? What does this thing do?
I think this thing's a fake fanny and you like wank it.
Oh, you wank it. You don't stick it on the wall or anything like that?
To be fair, it wasn't communicated in the advert, but it looks too small to be
right
on the wall.
And was it in the shape of an animal, like the frog?
It looked like a wee sock type thing.
Right.
And but it has a hole cut in it.
Is it because they thought, well, men are used to coming in socks, so let's make it look
it
like...
Maybe, it had a hole cut in it in a way, presumably, that's going to do, you know that thing, isn't there a thing like, you know, like when a bin bag gets stuck?
Yes.
That you need to put a wee hole in it so it still has like suction.
You need to put a hole in the bin?
In the bin. Yeah. Yeah, it has like a bin hole in it.
Nice.
You know, so presumably there's suction action there, but not, you're not going to get stuck in it. Because Lord knows, if you've gone to the stage of buying one of these things and you're having sock wank on the sofa with it, you don't want to get stuck. And then, you know, Amazon comes to the door and you're left with the awful choice of going, I have to quickly scissor myself out of this.
Yeah.
You know.
Or just send fucking Mrs. Kermit out.
Yeah, yeah.
She can go out
yeah.
and take a look.
She's just sitting beside you. She's just been sitting there with a wee frog dude.
She's sitting there riveting away just. Ribbit for your leisure. Ribbit for your pleasure. Yeah. There we go.
It was the weirdest. It was just,
are these at night time when this was happening?
But it was on Grand Designs.
So. I know, but I'm wondering, you know, is it, when you're talking about kids and stuff, I mean, I'm wondering, is it after the watershed we used to call 9 o'clock? Is it
on demand, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, but what I'm saying is the algorithm might show a family-friendly one before time, you know?
Right, yeah. Okay, I didn't think about that.
You might have Michael Parkinson selling the Sun Life, you know?
Oh, he loves it.
Oh, he loves it.
Well, he loved it.
Well, he did love it.
He's gone, isn't he?
Aye.
Porky, didn't he die?
Aye, yeah.
Yeah.
Hope he was covered.
He must have been.
Must have been.
He must have got good cover off him.
Most people that buried are covered, but I mean,
he was probably getting a good deal off him. I mean, I reckon he would have got maybe like 2 pence for inquiring. You know what I mean? And a fucking extra 50 quid out of Morty's. You know what I mean? Just like, Michael, this is all on their table for you. You know what I mean? People maybe don't talk about this, but have you ever seen the interview he did with Helen Mirren when she was quite young? Mm-hmm. And it's creepy. Like,
mm-hmm. Very
creepy.
Very
lechy.
Yeah.
You know, people. Do you know what, though, as
it
well?
It was of the time, in fairness.
There's that, and yeah. Then also, like, because there's times at the, like, I've seen, like, interviews he's done with, like, various alcoholics that are heroes of mine, like Oliver Reed and Richard Burton.
Best.
And George Best. And he asks them, like, he doesn't just go, they're not on.
You love the booze, don't you?
They're not on to promote anything. So no. It very much is like,
therapy session.
It's very much just like, but like no one's promoting anything.
Mm.
It's not like now where, you know, you put on Graham Norton and everyone's very conscious,
yeah.
Sort of being like, I'm only here because this movie I'm in is out. Or I have a book or, you know, have a
contractually
thing coming out or something. You
obliged
know?
To be there.
Yeah, so yeah. Like people are very aware of that. Whereas like at that time, it was just like, here, Richard Burton's here.
Yeah.
And here, Richard, let's talk to you about your fucking divorce and alcohol problems. And you're like, all right, Porky, you fucking harsh cunt.
He loved it.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Did you ever see the one with Meg Ryan?
She just bombs hard. Fuck. Yeah, is she
most awkward
high
interview.
Or blocked or whatever?
I don't know what's going on. I think maybe it was the Botox and the lips. Maybe it fucking... She couldn't think straight or something, but
she was.
That was brutal. I watched that a couple of years ago again just to see it. And I was like, oh.
Do you remember when people turned against her when she was in that movie with Russell Crowe, The Proof of Life?
Proof of Life.
Where I think like she had an affair with him or something, but she was like married to.
Who was she?
Might be pulling this out of my hole. Dennis Quaid?
Yes, that's who she was married to. Yes.
There's Dennis
Quaid.
That
is fucking unreal.
Coming straight out of the fucking piper, like, do you know what I mean? Just fucking inner space, inner twine.
He was inner space.
Crow fucking was inner space. That's what happened. Oh, man. Imagine, how can you compete as Dennis Quaid when literally Maximus is riding your wife? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It could have been worse. Could have been Randy.
Randy Quaid. Unbelievable.
If you have a choice between Dennis and Randy, like, you're going with Dennis, like, aren't you?
Didn't it seem like in real life that his career died at the exact moment he died in Independence Day? Didn't it? Like, he flew into the ship and then was never seen again, like, in films. Like, because he was everywhere.
He was everywhere.
Remember, so, he was in
National Lampoon's
Christmas
movie?
Vacation. He's fucking funny.
Unreal.
That. Like, I love that bit when, whenever he says... Chevy Chase is buying stuff for his kids,
mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, here, we're gonna get you and Ellen something real nice this year. You're just like, he's such scum. Like, I love that. It's
love
great show.
Great show.
John Hughes, fucking
was it Hughes on that as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, yeah. Mate, he
had some fucking output.
He's a fucking genius. Like, fucking. Ferris Bueller's Day Off would have been enough for most people, but he's like, nah, do you know what?
Did you used to do The Breakfast Club and all that? Yeah,
I think he did St. Elmo's Fire.
Elmo's Fire.
He did Pretty in Pink. He did Home Alone. I think he wrote Home Alone.
He's John.
I'm not into Home Alone.
Are you not?
It wasn't part of my childhood. We didn't watch it in my house.
Oh, right, okay.
So then looking back on it, it's not. There's definitely a thing.
I got to see Home Alone 2 in the cinema. That was
great.
P7, I think. It was like a youth club thing.
Going to the cinema at that time is very influential.
It sticks with you there,
doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, the movie sticks with you.
Beauty and the Beast is in...
I've never seen it.
It's in here.
I've never seen it.
I watched a one-man show for you.
I watched the musical version of it recently.
Oh, the live action thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's decent.
My niece was in a local production of it.
Oh, the actual show,
I've never seen it. I've never knew the story. I've never seen...
I thought you were meaning the live action that they made.
Oh, yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
I was the local one.
Great.
More bass than beauty.
It was a school production.
All right, okay. I mean, you say that here. I was over my old school last week.
I know.
There's pictures of me everywhere.
There are some, same as myself.
It's very gratifying.
I played a very good Herod in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Fucking right.
Back in the day, yeah.
Herod the Great.
Oh, I was. It was great, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's about it.
He was
you
a
musicals. You and Maggie would go away. Maggie loves musicals.
I love a musical. Maggie some people to think that her the great suffered from like a what do you call it? Like a borderline, or rather, other people around him suffered from it. His borderline personality disorder, because he was a bit psychotic, like.
Aye.
Bit of the old, I'm your best mate. Now you're dead.
Yeah.
At my behest, sort of shit. Bit of a psycho. Some people like that. I think I mentioned this to Chloe one time, that like people are, some areas in classics and ancient history are people doing like psychoanalysis of
mm-hmm.
historical figures from facts that we've been given about them. And she's just like, right. You know what I mean? She's like, is there any Metallica going? fucking mental. Like, but
I
yeah.
I have a vision of Chloe as I'm going to go to bed here. Would you come in and tell us that story about the...
I know, I was just saying there...
Because I'm struggling to get to sleep.
I was
and I would
saying
like to...
on that on Patreon there, I nearly woke her up over something about classics the other night about... I'm not going in this because it's on Patreon episode, but like the that they've found a way to read these scrolls that were burnt by the volcano. And I was sitting reading about it. She was already asleep and I was literally like... And there was nobody there. And like I was literally about to wake her up and then I went...
That was recently, wasn't it?
The I was like, yeah, like, and they've launched like the next part of the challenge now, which is like $100,000. So they gave $700,000 to the team that won that. What, Dan? The next part of it, and they're giving $100,000.
It's Dan Raising, because you're telling the same story again.
Are you? Sorry. They're giving $100,000 though to whoever can come up with the way to read the things quickly now.
Right.
So somebody will do it. Some yeah,
Dan
wee
was right. You should have moved on.
I know. Some wee fucking nerd will win it. I always feel like whenever there's competitions for things to do, like a big data project like that, that like I know I'm like Charlie Bucket, knowing that I'm not gonna win. Do you know what I mean? Unless I take a mouthful of something, like I know I'm not winning any of that money. Do you know what I mean? Like
I always wondered how you get on in your career, but I know you just took a mouthful of something and on you go.
Oh, man, that's it.
Fair play to you.
At the teat. Yeah, I just know I'll never win like a thing like that. Like I'm not nerdy enough to know computers well enough.
I was going to say you would have to also like dedicate a lot of time to it.
Yeah, but yeah. No, but this is the thing. Like I think like I've dedicated a lot of time to ancient history, but not to this is one of the crossover bits that.
So there's
hurts
even
me.
Nerdier people than you.
There's people who are like nerds about ancient history who are also super computer nerds.
Ah, right.
And that's like that is one grade above me, like, or below me, depending on which way you look at
your armor.
Yeah. I'll never be a guy that enjoys AI or any shit like that. It melts me.
Don't know.
Because this is going to be an AI thing, isn't it? Read this and give us a synopsis of what it is, and translate it from presumably fucking Greek or Latin or whatever it's in. You know. So that's what it's all. I think it's.
If anybody should know what it's in, it should be you.
I think quite a lot of it's in Greek, from what they've said so far, you know. But I mean, they can read it. But it's they've only done. Sorry, I know. I wasn't getting in this. It's fine. So, so we both did. We both did the Stars in the Ice thing, which is out now, by the way. So, check it out.
Is it out? Oh,
it's out now.
Right,
it's out on.
Yeah. Okay.
It's out on YouTube.
It's on Tea With Me Patreon.
It's on Tea With Me Patreon. On my Patreon, you can see my performance. There you go. On Deck Chair and Yums, you can see yours.
Is that right?
Yeah, you'll have yours.
I'll have my version.
Yeah. Everybody.
I don't want to see my version. Wasn't.
You were fucking great. I genuinely.
There was a steward's inquiry had to be. There was a lot of dubious stuff going on.
I believe I said when we were talking about this with Shane that I would have had you top three for sure.
Yeah, well, I haven't talked about it. I definitely wouldn't have you top three
for sure. You definitely wouldn't have me on.
No,
fuck
no.
Yourself. Fuck yourself, because I played live, and also I did.
He played four chords.
I'm not having that because I happen to know that there was a fifth and a sixth one.
Okay, you got a key change, but
was,
you still fuck.
There was
you know
an unbelievable key change. A key change no one saw coming. A key change. Everybody went, oh well, now we're going into the second verse of Thunder Rolls. Are we fuck? There you go. What's that? There's a fucking B flat.
I know, but by the time the second...
A Disney quarter to Johnny
number
said...
Number one.
My mate Johnny.
Number one.
Johnny knows what I did.
Johnny can fuck off, right?
A B flat. Do you know what it did, Johnny? It did the Disney chords. I went, instead of going... You know, I want, you know,
where's the guitar? Where's the guitar? I want a demonstration.
Instead of going, the thunder rolls, and back in the E minor, go, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're in, and then fuck, I'm not even having that. For that moment alone, top three.
Everybody in the room until that moment went, is that Luke Combs? All right. That's what? What is he? Who's he
Why
doing?
Does it hurt me so much?
Like, when the fuck did you ever see Gareth Brooks wearing a bandana?
I believe
it was a fix.
Willie was amazing. Willie deserved a win.
I knew Willie was going to win when I watched the sound check.
I felt
just
like
by the song choice alone. I thought if he gets it even close to reciting it,
when I came in, I think he was at the end of a sound check when I was arriving.
Yeah.
So I think I sort of just heard a bit of it and didn't really realize it. Mm-hmm. That's what was happening, and then. Whenever he was on, the first time he was on, I was like, this is fucking unreal. And I said to Colin, I was like, he has to win this. And then I thought yours was great. And then I was sort of, it's okay, you don't have to reciprocate it. And I would have had you top three for sure.
Yeah. There's a number of things happened. You know, I'm not going to say they were sabotaged because that would imply Dan Quick was involved and stuff like that. But there was sabotage. Like there was absolute. You know?
There was sabotage. So,
like first of all,
our Butler was great as well. To be fair,
me and Butler got the dead slots. Let's go first of all. And say
I didn't
that,
pick
know,
my slot.
I know you didn't pick your
doing.
Slot, but yeah,
I was told what I was doing.
Yeah, you didn't have to pick your slot. You know, because I wouldn't have had to pick my slot if my brother was a judge. But. The slots wouldn't matter to me either. You know what I mean? It wouldn't matter where.
That's
so good.
That's so good. If my brother was a judge.
But I went out, and so there, Rag and Bone Man, as you can imagine, like ourselves, there wouldn't be a lot of movement from him.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but there is a choreography to the song. So, yeah. For instance, the first two verses, the mic is on stand.
Yeah, and then
then you do the big fucking pull out the mic and all that sort of stuff. I got out there, and the mic stand wouldn't go up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I got out and I was like,
see, because I was at the side
and
so
I'm panicking.
See.
So already before I got there, they were like, do you want the music to start as you walk out or do you want to wait till I get there and then start it? And I wanted the music to start when I'm out there. Mm. Mainly for, as you would know, four bars to count.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I don't
want
to be counting the bars when I'm coming in.
Yeah. See, because I was doing it live, I came on playing.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you see. And you were able to charge your own bars. I was in charge of bars and I wish I could have been. So
He's
I got out.
Bar, didn't you? working bars.
So I got out and I swear to God, this is what happened. So I tried to get the mic stand to come up because Butler didn't use the mic stand. So the problem the problem wasn't found out yet. So I was the first one to find out. I was the first one. And then obviously
it's meant to come up out
of the thing. So no, I needed, it was down about that height. So I needed it up to my level and the stand wouldn't come up. And as the third bar is coming to an end, I'm like, oh fuck. So I had to take the mic off the stand.
Oh, right. So you lose that
bit.
You lose
that
bit.
And then, so about three, four, whatever acts in, I don't know who was the first one to do it. Might have been Diona or Shane. I don't know who it was. But all of a sudden, then the fucking air stuff comes out and these coal sparks. And I was like,
I didn't get any.
Where did all this extra production come from?
No pyro for 20.
Somebody made a cunt out of me because I asked for in-ear monitors.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, man.
And here's fucking coal sparks in the air. And I was like,
here,
what the fuck is going on here?
I saw some of that. I saw some app being tested. And I went, the fuck's this, Alex?
Didn't know this was
pyro.
Did not know. And I thought, oh, this is the way it is then. Okay, that's fine. That's great.
I was like, if I knew I was getting this, we'd have had the fucking crane in.
Me sitting fucking,
you know, sweeping out over the crowd like Garth, fucking 95, y'all in the King's Hall.
I'd have been fucked.
I don't know if that's where he played. Don't write in going, oh, I think I'm doing.
Oh, fuck, do you get them too? Oh, I get them all the time.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Right?
You're not allowed to say something, you know, just
I don't even have a, I don't have a clever put down for any of you other than fuck off, alright? Well, I think you've learned that there's somebody wrote in on mysteries during the week. Did you see this? Do you know what? I said in passing we were talking about the fucking pyramids at Giza with which Dan, Fosty, Shane aren't overly impressed. I'm like, the fucking pyramids,
they're
right?
They're not impressed with them.
They don't give a fuck, right? They're like, whatever. Okay. I was like, I would quite like to see them if I didn't feel like it would be relatively dangerous being in Egypt, right? I would like to see them.
I'd like to see them if they weren't in Egypt.
Yeah, and I don't want to deal with the heat and all, right?
So you don't want to see them that much?
And
if they're in Bundoran or something, you know what I mean? Accessible.
Have you seen them putting this fucking new, they're putting like a, they're not restoring it. They're trying to make it look the way it would have looked. So they've started building this fucking stuff over it. It looks shit, by the way. And people are going nuts about it. Anyway, I said in passing, you know, people are always wondering how they fucking built the pyramids. And I went, I know how they built them. Slaves, right? Now, somebody wrote in. Now, do you know where you're living? In there. You're rent's due, you cunt, right? Let me tell you. Where have I... Now, some people think... I know about this, so don't think that I'm being flippant when I say that. Herodotus, the fucking father of history, you cunt, says that they were built on the fucking work of an army of slaves, thousands and thousands of slaves.
So sorry, was somebody challenging to say they weren't built by slaves?
Yes, and somebody else said, now, sorry, because some modern scholars believe from evidence that these slaves, these workers, were treated too well to be slaves. Now, what I would say is, I'm not saying they're like chattel slaves where you just go, fucking, I've bought you, build that cunt.
They're like the wee...
They're enslaved.
They're slaves like the wee old woman who clean up the chapel after the mass.
That is absolutely sensational. You've no choice other than to do it, right? If you stop doing it, you're going to be fucking whipped.
Yeah, you'll be
right?
going to hell, yeah.
So you watch yourself, Brady, right? Now, this is what I'm... And people think that I'm just fucking making up on my fucking head. No, it's an actual thing. And also... The amount of stone that it took to fucking build it. Do you think a pharaoh and his mates are doing that? No. He says to people, you do it or I'll fucking whip you into oblivion, and they fucking do it.
What about the mud ramps? Are you into that sort of crack about...
What's this?
Like the mud ramps that they would have had to build around to get the rocks.
Yeah.
I've seen all that stuff, but
loads of people must have died building them. Like, I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, people died building stadiums for the fucking last World Cup. So they definitely died building the fucking pyramid. A lot of people describe those guys as slaves.
Yeah.
The guys that build the fucking stadium in Qatar.
Are we not all slaves?
Yeah. Oh, we're all slaves to Elon Musk.
Every one of us.
Jeff Bezos. Harm me, Jeff. I'll build you whatever you want.
So that's what happened.
How did you feel about your face tattoos? Because you genuinely suited it.
I didn't. I wasn't going to put them on the face.
You looked unreal. It actually really suited you, though. It was crazy.
It's one of those things where, even my wife was like,
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, aye.
A bit of rag and bone that night, was it?
There was a lot of rag and boning. But no, I wouldn't go through the pain of getting them on in, but I did like the feel of it. You
it
felt
was
like a hard bastard.
Yeah, it looked class.
So I didn't know there was a, because I'm not very good at reading messages that Dan sent in. I didn't know there was a costume prize.
Right, okay.
So my
costume was meant to be more spectacular, by the way. I have a fat man story if you want it.
When you say more spectacular.
Well, Dave absolutely ruined me whenever I walked into the changing room, and he goes, you look like you're about to start a shift in the club. Because it was black trousers, black chinos and black fucking shirt. But so
I seen Willie doing the sound check, and I genuinely, I was like, oh, well, he's won that. That is fucking, because when he did do the song then, I was he's got it word perfect.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, he's won that. So I'm up in the green room, in the dressing room, and I was sitting putting these tattoos. Everybody else went for food, and I knew I had to go and fucking do all this shit. And I was sitting there going, what am I doing this for? Fucking Willie's got it won. But I thought, fuck it, because the missus had went and bought all these tattoos, and I said, I'll do it. So I sat fucking rubbing myself. and then I put tattoos on as well. And doing all that, and I don't know, and I thought, fuck it, I'm down. And it was only when I was standing in the wings and Andrew was on stage announcing, oh, there's £1,000 for that. And then I was like, oh, there's a costume prize. Then I got all perked up. I was like, okay, there might be a chance.
Yeah.
But then I seen Paddy. I was like, oh, for fuck's
sake. Paddy's was very good
Paddy's
as well.
Paddy's was very
wasn't
good.
You won that though, didn't you?
I did win it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So £500 hourly. It's good. But we could talk about the top three.
Firstly, quick, there's no fixing in you winning best costume, but so you're happy with that process?
Well, no, I don't know about fixing. I just think that maybe you're a comp. No, you're right. I just thought you know, Kieran could have been the performer of the night. Didn't necessarily enter the competition.
I get my whole own prize. I'll take that.
You know,
give me something.
Because then I need
validation.
But then there wouldn't have been any concern about the fact that it was an unjustified top three. You know what I mean? You would have been away from the competition.
I feel like I've said this. I wanted to be Freddie Mercury, and I also wanted the performance Freddie Mercury at the Stars and Rise. Hopefully. It'd be so weird if you like were jetpacking into somebody else's life and you arrived in Freddie Mercury 1990. Do you know what I mean? That would be a nightmare for you. But like,
my joke was more about weight. But
do you know what I mean? Also, maybe don't jetpack into Freddie Mercury. But like, I saw Royal Marines. Have you seen this? Marines jetpacking. They are now made Iron Man. And I said this.
Oh, yeah. It's real. Oh, yeah.
They Iron Man'd on the boat the other day. They're doing like live, like what do you call it? Like boarding. You know what I mean? Like where they're on like a fucking red
boat.
That's
a couple of years now.
And they're fucking zzzzt up on the ship. I fucking nearly shit my monks now anyway. So, yes, right. So I wanted to be Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
I was then told it couldn't be Freddie because other people were being Freddie, and I was very disappointed. And then nobody did Freddie.
I was going to say we didn't.
And
have
I made, okay. I would have murdered. I know I would have, right? And then
would you done Live Aid?
I was probably going to do Don't Stop Me Now.
Oh,
right, because I have a perfect. I like it. Right, I can do that exactly.
Perfect,
moment.
Actually. Yeah,
and I
need more teeth. A wee bit more teeth.
Right, I have my moves and all right, and. Have my hot pants, right?
Why
I was going to
see that now. I would want to see that now.
My Freddie Mercury hot pants is just me coming out in a pair of shorts that Chloe owns. She's going, do you like that, dude?
That Chloe used to own.
Don't stop me now, right? So I was like, I'm gonna do it, right? And then I wasn't allowed. And then I thought, do you know what I'll do? I'll do Limp Bizkit and I'll do Break Stuff. And then I wasn't allowed. And then I said, you know what I'll do Craig David.
Who didn't allow you?
The group. The group. The WhatsApp group.
I was
bullied to be Garth Brooks.
Ask you
use your guitar.
My balls.
Use your guitar.
Sure, I could have used my guitar. You know what I mean?
But they were all like, bring a guitar. Just use the guitar. You don't need a backing track and all. And then I'm sitting fucking rehearsing all week to get that wee key change right now. Top three. I loved as well. Here's another wee comment that's in my head ran free. Cunt. Somebody, last time I talked about this with Shane, somebody else was like, okay, Kieran, yeah, you came top three in a charity Stars and Rise. Don't let anyone tell you different. I'm like, if I find who you are, I'm going to be outside your fucking house. Oh, my God. Just stand there, MacArthur, just in the fucking the necktie. That's it. I was, so my costume, so I had my white cowboy hat,
uh-huh.
which I flung into the crowd and somebody caught it and they loved that, right? I know they loved it because they sent a photo in and basically being like, I love this. So they got that. I had my wee neck thing, my neck scarf. Now I ordered a shirt, Connor. I don't want to make assumptions here. We're both big men, right?
Yeah.
I ordered a shirt from online. Now sometimes you know. Sometimes you know as you're paying for it,
mm-hmm.
you'll never wear it.
Yeah.
But you buy it anyway, right? Mm-hmm. To show that you've tried something other than your wedding shirt that you already know is too big for you. I don't have a shirt. Do you know what? I don't have a shirt that isn't either very small or way too big. My wedding shirt would go over a fridge, right? Like, it would. Like, it's too big. So I had that on. The shirt that I'd ordered, this is very sad. It was a black shirt. But it had all, it was a cowboy shirt. Mm-hmm. It had the fucking,
oh, the embroidery thing,
embroidery
all the way.
Shit, and
oh,
it was fucking great. But it, I swear to God, it would fit Aaron Butler.
Oh, jeez.
Like, it was written on it that it was a 4X. Now, I'm a 3X guy. This was, it said it was 4X. It was like, it was like an L. Oh, just like, God. Just the L. It's very sad.
Like myself, I haven't seen an L since 16.
Yeah, the only L's I see are after a row of X's. I'm like, I go kiss, 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 L. Speaking of kiss, kiss, she's fucking a mad cunt.
See that?
Holly Valance.
See what happens when you marry a billionaire?
See what happens when you were probably already a wee dick or flick from fucking Neighbours.
Yeah, flick off.
Flick, yeah, away on you. Yeah, I'm done there. I'm done.
Oh,
I mean, I'm saying I'm done.
As if you were in there.
As if I wasn't previously done. But like,
I don't think Holly Valance was on Twang's Big Brutes.
She's been on. Chris Cruz. Tonight you're gonna get me. She's disgusted me with all that. I think it's a real grandstand attempt from her.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I want people to. Mm. Find me relevant again. Yeah. She's trending.
She's trying to combine 25 years of obscurity into 3 months.
Like, after Neighbours, right? this is what I know of her mm-hmm. since Neighbours. Kiss Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Two scenes in Taken. Damn. A scene in Entourage in that's like right. one of the yeah, early episodes. Episodes
yeah. That's it.
Dan just did this. He likes that Entourage scene. You know what I mean?
Good scene.
It's a good scene. Good scene. Right?
Great here, show. Great show.
Great show. Great show. Right? They're strange people, those guys. Have you ever watched their podcast?
Yes.
I watched quite a lot of it.
I would be happy with it if Doug Allen wasn't there.
I agree with that. I think he's... and it's weird because I followed him a long time on Twitter and I took him off recently. I'm sure he gives a fuck. But like... his Twitter was getting a bit it's ridiculous. Like, he just slobbers at people hard.
Very and
just
needy like, and very narcissistic.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
and Conley and fucking...
the two of them are great.
Kev Dillon.
Kevin Dillon's just funny. Look, I like that show. But I like those episodes where they had, like... I really like the episode where they had Vince on. Adrian Grenier. I like that episode with him, and I like that episode...
He was doing the semen retention, wasn't he?
Yeah, mental. And it's exactly what it sounds 30 like.
30 days of no...
Fuck, I think he went for months. I think he went for like a few
but
months.
But 30 days is what you're first supposed to try it for.
Oh, right, okay.
To not release anything for 30 days.
What's the benefit of that, though?
I think at least you're constantly on edge.
I don't need to be on... I'm on edge anyway.
I was going
to
say
that. If I'm wanking four times a day, I'm still on edge. Yes. No. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'd imagine you would...
Mopping the walls and our fucking ensuite. I was going to say,
is it more for the volume of
you know, like Vesuvius?
I know, I mate.
Say 30 days, like that's a fucking...
You'll be going on launching a competition to see if anybody can read your comedy notebook. You know what I mean? I've caked it in
30 days guess, and one of them fucking sex toys would be... You know what I mean? That you'd need a football sock for that fucking shit. Like
it's the paint tray. That is fucking mental. I don't understand though what the
it must be something to do with like the tantric, you know, the tantric
sex.
Yeah,
it's sort of like that stuff though, where people say like, you know, intermittent fasting is meant to be good for you, and you can at least go, well, there's a theory, and you understand how it works.
People is he going, intermittent fasting? Is that just not eating?
Aye, but
isn't that a perfect diet?
No, because I think it's supposed to be like.
Isn't that what they're supposed to do? In a way?
I think you're supposed to like eat a wee bit, a fair bit.
See, you lost me a wee bit.
I know, that's the issue. Eat a lot all the time. Yeah. That would be more my... Yeah. Now, what I think is the intermittent fasting is a thing, isn't it, where it's like you're supposed to eat between like a specific set of hours in a day.
Oh, right,
like,
okay.
Say between like 11 and 6 or some shit. Don't take that advice off this guy.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But it's like, or between 12 and 6 or something like that.
It's just a you pick like where you're going to get a lot of people
writing that now telling you what intermittent fasting is.
I don't think that sounds like a good time doing that.
Nah, I don't think so.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
I could eat a lot of stuff between 12 and 6.
I love when people try to actually like send me messages about stuff like this. I'm just like, here, fuck off.
I've had PTs come to me and stuff like that, and I'm like, I'll not take offense, but fuck away.
Yeah. I enjoy stuff like that too.
Anyway, I don't know how we got past Holly Valance there. I don't know where the fuck
she got away with that there, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah, she's a wee dick. I don't like all that. Like, do you know what it is? Tory shite. That's what that is.
I don't even know if it is Tory shite.
Oh, it's Tory shite.
What is Labour's? What
fucking
brilliant and all for the working class people? No.
What?
Since when?
No, no. Fuck them. But I mean, it's all the same. I mean, fuck them all. But I mean, fuck Tories as well.
Fuck them harder. Fuck them after the 30 days of trenching.
Fuck people who are in Labour who are actually, yeah, absolutely.
Labour, you can just fuck them 4 days,
imagine,
4 times a day.
Imagine dumping a 2 month load on Keir Starmer. There's a great time.
He's had that done before.
I'll tell you what, that's a hard wank, isn't it? Fucking Keir Starmer's face there. Eye contact. Hard wank. You know what I mean? You're going to have to fucking really think about Holly Valance at that point. You know?
That's you'd wonder, mental. Did he get the job? Because he was the one who let Savile off, wasn't he?
Starmer?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it. Was he?
He was the one that... He was in the CPS at the time. And
oh, shit. Right, okay.
Said the case would be moved along. And that's why...
Oh, Starmer. You hide her.
That's how they get their jobs.
You alleged hider of pedos. alleged.
Like that's I'm on the program and they're going alleged.
That's that fucking media law qualification. Thank you. There'll be no defamation in this place. So
just defecation.
It's a 2 month load. Fucking holding that. I would literally rather hold in a shade for a week.
I was going to say, what would shade retention be like?
Oh,
But then, no,
you want to be on edge.
Really explode.
That's it? Having like a fucking. Do you know what I think?
Who had
happen?
That? I was reading about that recently. Somebody fucking had a shade retention problem.
Do you know what I think would happen?
Isn't that what killed Elvis?
I think it was, yeah. But I think
and the fried peanut butter and jelly sandwiches might have done it too. Like,
I think
Matthew
it was,
Perry. That's who it was.
Well, he was backed up.
He was backed up. He had an exploded colon because the amount of codeine and pills he was taking.
Could I be any more backed up? You know what I mean. Sorry, Matthew.
He's not listening.
I know.
yeah, he had a fucking the whole thing. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Look, after we get the Dioralite. Yeah, he fucking. That's what I heard. His full thing exploded. He nearly died a couple of times because of it.
Fuck me. Well, one of my aunties, RIP, had a fucking. That was a thing for a while where it was like she was. I think the phrase "very backed up" was used.
Right.
And it nearly killed her. But like she lived after that and then died anyway, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, yeah.
She was quite elderly, but
I don't know where everybody
she was good crack. She was good crack. Very funny woman. Anyway, she was you're right, boy. Rubber. Just doing a wee tight five up in the sky. So like I
no longer full of shade.
I know, yeah, just I sort of think. So I think if I held, so I know from experience that if I, well, I'm not saying I know from experience if I held in a shite for a week, but I know from my experience of say maybe not having a shite for like a day, that if I needed one after a week, the first couple of bits of that are going to be quite stony.
Aye.
Followed by quite wet.
There will be tears, like.
Yeah.
Eyes water.
And the first bit of it is going to be, it's going to be like a fucking, like a rocket. Struggle.
The first
move,
one's gonna be like
right?
The fucking the alien coming out of the stomach.
Yeah.
Just straight out, just
and then once it comes out, it's gonna be like a wee champagne bottle where it's just gonna go. It's all gonna be quite wet, bubbly.
No, the first one's gonna be so big that it actually just there's no flushing. It just goes straight out.
Oh, the ghost.
It just goes straight out.
The ghost poop.
It's almost like
do you know the
aerodynamics of it?
Do you know
it's just completely
favorite shit is? If you can combine that with a shit where when you go to wipe your hole, there's nothing even there.
Oh, man.
And you maybe get three of them in your life, by the way.
When you get a phantom like that, that is, a phantom shit is the best.
That is like, I mean, the ones that I hate are the ones where you feel like you've been wiping it for 3 days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You feel like you're going to block the toilet, but it's only with tissue paper.
You feel like you're wiping the top of an artist's wet brush and wondering why it's not finished.
And then
you know what I mean?
Look at the tissue and trying to scale the map of where the shite is. You're going, right, well, that's. Is that the top right hand corner or is that the bottom?
Scale the map! Oh my god, that's fucking absolutely sensational. That's so good. Scale the map is just so good. Oh my god, I've done some fucking brutal shites in my day. Like,
you've done some scaling in your time,
oh,
have you?
Oh, mate. Have I ever told the story about the time... Have I told the story about the shite I did on one of the first nights I was gigging with Geddes? This is maybe like... I gigged with him a few times, but this is like one of the first times like where like we've gone outside of Belfast to do a gig together. This is like years and years ago. And, oh, mate, this is so bad. We're in Port Rush in when it was the Playhouse, when Kiwis was the Playhouse.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So we're in there, and we've done the gig, and Geddes was headlining it, and I think I might have been MCing it. Anyway, or maybe Mickey was MC. It doesn't matter. So this is like fucking 12 years ago or something, maybe even longer. And we're doing the gig, he's on, and I'm sitting backstage. And he's about to finish the gig. He's like, he's already said like, I'll finish with this or I'll tell you one more thing or whatever. And I get like a shit right now feeling talked about where I'm just like,
uh-oh.
I need a shit.
Mm-hmm.
I open the door to the bog and this, like, I mean, at this time of my life, at this current time of my life, I wouldn't want to do a shit at a venue. But if I had a shit right now moment, I would just do it.
Mm-hmm.
At that time in my life, I'm literally troubled. Like, I'm deeply troubled about the idea of shitting outside of my own house, right?
Oh, you're one of them boys.
And I go over, okay. I go over to the bog thinking I'll just have to shit though.
You never shit in somebody's back garden?
No.
No.
Okay. No. I haven't shit outside before.
No.
I've never shat outside. I'll do a pee shit outside.
Right.
You know? I say that as if that's my thing.
I should find not that that's what, no, no. my normal thing, but I have
You've shat outside?
I've shat outside.
I have shat outside. I don't think it'll go well for me. Now I
only shade when there's docking leaves. You have to have docking leaves. Because you can't shade, there's no docking leaves.
I mean,
you can wipe your home on nettle, but that's a whole different.
You could be hoping for a phantom at that point, but you won't get one.
You'll never get one.
God would never do that for
not
you.
Not the fucking.
So I
looks like a paintball scene. You know what I mean?
So do you know what it always reminds me of? The idea of shitting outside. You know the bit at the start of Back to the Future when it's showing you the Doc has been out of his house for ages. And the dog food opens itself and just goes on to like four more things of dog food. So like
they're never gonna look at that. Like doing,
I'm like
again.
Doing, I'm like doing a hard shit being like, okay, I need right anyway. So
Einstein comes in and licks it.
So like I'm standing there going, oh my god, I really need to fucking do this brutal shit, and. Then I open the door to the bog, and the bog is fucking horrendous, right? Like, I mean...
Transpotting level?
Like, just a bog where, even as a dude, you're looking at it going, I would have to, like, line the seat. I'm going to have to line, possibly, the actual bog water as well. Mm-hmm. Somebody had left a fucking pot noodle in it, you know what I mean? You're just looking at it going, this is not good. And then Geddes comes up. By the time I'm sort of looking at it, I go, fuck me. So I go in, I take a pish, I do some very burny farts,
mm-hmm.
and then I go, right, that's it, I'm going.
You're all right.
I'm leaving, and I'm driving everybody.
You've sorted out the airlocked right? scenario?
Right, so I'm just like, I feel I'm going, okay. I'll cope. And I get outside, and Geddes is just off stage, and I think it was me, him, Mickey, and maybe Maureen, and he goes, they were like, we should stop and get food on the way home, and I was like, sure we are. So I just went, right. And I took them to some place. I think they got kebabs in Portrush.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a kebab guy. Not my thing. I've never had one. So, what was the thing you were saying you've never had?
Oh, a pasty?
He's never had a pasty. I've never had a kebab. I think we should.
Comedians that's, and chippies, that's fucking, y'all. That's fusion.
We'll find somewhere that does a kebab next door to a good chippy. If we can do a good kebab. And a good, if
there's you a know, good, like Dan knows a good kebab.
You,
and all that, like, you know,
say if you know somewhere that is a good kebab place. Near a good chippy, and we can combine them. That'll be good for an episode. Anyway, comments. Right. So,
is Eat Well still open?
Yes. Well, it's a different name now, but I don't think they do pasties.
They're not.
Do they?
What's it called?
I don't think pasties are a Tyrone thing at all. Do you ever get a dance from Oma? Do you ever get a pasty in Oma?
Not sure. Not that I can remember.
No, I can. I've never seen them. Yeah,
it's a great time.
What's in it?
No one knows. Sometimes it's. Potato
oh, is it
based?
One of these things? And then so it's like it's a nostalgia trip. So it's not actually tasty. It's just
oh no, it is tasty. Like I mean, some of them will be like mostly potato,
right?
Like where it's like potato, maybe like onion sort of thing, and like spiced. And then some of them will be like potato mixed with like sausage meat.
Oh,
and a bit of like maybe like red sauce in there, and spiced. And so it's like a spicy. Some of them aren't meat, is what I'm saying, but some of them are. Right.
Okay.
So you can ask: is it if it's a pink pasty? It's got meat in it.
A pink pasty?
Aye, because they'll put red sauce in there with sausage meat and all, and it's sort of like pink on the inside.
Right.
And then you get white pasties, which are just like white.
This is alien to me. That's mad.
I'll tell you what it is. Just heartburn. It's just heartburn.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, I needed this shit. We get into the car. I stop for the kebabs. I'm sitting there going, oh my God, oh my God. I've then got to drive like a fucking maniac from Portrush. And on this particular night, Geddes was like, I need to stop by my dad's, which is like, outside of Belfast, so I had to in Newton Abbey direction. So I had to come off there, and I have to drop Mickey in town. I think it was Mickey. I have to drop somebody in Belfast town.
And the sweat started,
and then drive home right to my own house, mate. We're getting down towards dropping Colin at his dad's, and I'm like, I have no choice, Colin. I have to go to the bog here in your dad's house. I know we barely know each other. But I'm going in to absolutely splat the back of that bog. Right now, I go in, and you'd have thought there was a builder with no arms in there because it was just fucking everywhere. Shat it out. It was like a hard. It was like that wee thing where you've got the hard cork of the end of it, and then just like somebody's just poured quite wet curry sauce down the back of the bog, right? And then that made me boke. And I boked in on top of it, and then I'm just standing there going, I have boked and shat all over this man's house. Flush. I'm a disgrace. Flush, flush. And I'm just standing there, and I know I'm in there ages. I'm in there like 8 minutes, right? I wipe my hoop. Flush. Scrub my hands. I'm standing there with like an air freshener, just pointing it into the bog. Down. Out. Go to Colin. I was sick in there. I shat as well. Sorry. And left. I didn't see him for a couple of weeks. And when the next time I saw him, I just went, much coming up comedy wise? Or like, I was just like, I've only spoken.
All he wanted to talk to you about was his dad had to renovate the bathroom.
I've only spoken to him about it once where I went, there was a night where I absolutely wrecked myself. He was like, are you sick or something? I was like, out of both hands. Like, I mean, I was like a
you should have had a wank and just go for the hat trick. You know, just go for the hat trick and get the whole lot of it. Just like every bodily fluid I have, fuck it, I give it to you. Like, give it all that.
Giving it the full beat over in Gaelicastasa. It was fucking awful. Like, it was one of the worst ones ever. And then I had to drop Mickey. I remember dropping Mickey, and I remember going home. And I was up really late then because I've been sick and all. You know, you're just like. So it was just, I just sat me and I remember just playing FIFA.
What was that? What was the dislike of shitting outside of your house? Was that just a?
It's a
comfort just thing.
I think it is comfort and sort of just go on. I'd rather not, like, if I don't have to. You know what I mean? But
I'm not a fan of shitting outside. I've had it in emergencies, but also public places.
You'll not hurt yourself. Yeah, I will shit blood if I have to. Look,
but I also. I'm really loving like fancy hotels and nice toilets. You know, I don't mind.
You
know what I mean?
Oh, well, that's
is it just about shitty hotels or shitty toilets?
It's stinking toilets. It's also like, it depends where it was. So like most of the time, like, I mean, I worked in the uni at Coleraine for a long time and I think I had like maybe like 2 or 3 shits there the whole time. Right. And they were all Chinese related emergencies.
Oh, lovely.
Do you know what I mean? Right. Like I've had curry half and half the night before. I'm in teaching. You get that feeling. Yeah. That feeling of it's just turning through me like a fucking rebel army. Do you know what I mean? And you just have to fucking, you just go. But there was one time where I went into the bog, and this is when in the new uni there was some of the bogs were like staff bogs that were kind of. Or no, they weren't staff. They were like unisex bogs, and there was I'm saying there were staff bogs because in the department there was a couple of wee bogs that were mostly staff. If you know what I mean, like because no students were ever about in this particular wee bit, so you knew it was just you and other lecturers were in fucking piss and shitting, right? I remember going in, and I was just going for a pish, and. But I went and I opened one of the cubicles and again, someone's left like a Subway in there, right? Oh, we're just like, you fucking scum. Like, and I sort of opened and went, ugh, right? And went to another cubicle, took a piss. As I'm over washing my hands, our boss is there, a little woman comes in and it's different. Like, uni bogs are weird. Like, uni sex bogs is like, it's strange, weird to me, right? Because you're just not used to it.
Yeah. And you're standing there looking like the suspect, are you?
And in men's bogs, you don't. If I stand and wash my hands, and another man walks in, the chances of him even looking at me are slim to none. Yeah. And I'm not looking at him.
Yeah.
You just ignore people in bogs. I feel like she sort of came in and sort of went like we. There's definitely like an acknowledgement of me being there.
Yeah. Oh.
She went to the bog and opened it and went ugh. And I goes, I did that. Meaning I also opened it and went, and then I just went and walked out.
So you missed the two part?
Sorry?
You missed the two?
What do you mean?
I did that too?
Yeah, I just went, yeah. I just went, I did that. And I went, right, fuck this. Fuck this, I'm out. You know what I mean? Mental, like,
I don't know. Would you? Do you ever like? Obviously, you wouldn't have. But I remember a fella coming out, and do you know when you go to pubs or nightclubs, And the cubicles and the doors are fucking, the locks are all gone.
Yeah, oh, it's grim. And I remember at a comedy club or something.
Yeah, I remember going to a pub and my mate coming out from Donegal. He was like, fucking toilets. I said, what's wrong? I had to do a Superman shite. And I was like, what the fuck's a Superman shite? He goes, no, there's no lock on the door and you have to shite to get. I was like, that's fucking mate, brilliant.
That is brilliant. That is actually brilliant. A Superman shite. It was Superman. Oh, mate, mental. So here, before we wrap, is there anything that you're wanting to plug? Anything you're doing?
My whole conversation.
The committed, we did it there
on Saturday night, yeah, then, in Limelight.
So, do you have another one booked?
No, nothing else booked. So,
how was that gig, by the way?
Really good, actually. Turned out fucking great. Yeah,
I need to get down to see you. I haven't been yet, which is Milton.
I brought it up twice this Saturday because everybody keeps sending me, I almost come and see you, so I brought it twice and nobody came. But that's don't worry about it. Sorry, it's crap.
To be fair, I think I've been gigging both nights. Yeah. I definitely was gigging. Mm-hmm. Didn't you do the Empire?
Yeah,
I was definitely gigging.
You were in Edinburgh that time.
I don't like it up there. Anyway, right.
nothing else. No, Deck Chair and Yums podcast every week.
Dailies,
even with Dailies, Dailies is fucking flying. I don't even want to promote it because every time I do, people just remind me they can't get tickets. Sells out, which is quite nice complaint.
It's a great club. So check out Deck Chair and Yums. That's a Connor's podcast. How have you been handling that when he's been away? Is it just Yums?
It's just Yums with guests. And then we do a couple of Zoom meetings.
Right, okay.
Meetings.
A Zoom meeting with Maggie.
Zoom meeting with Maggie is...
I'm sure that's dramatic.
It's a different ball game because he's like a dog. He's in heat. So when he is in heat, he thinks he is...
It's funny.
Do you want to know what I got on the way up the road today? This is the photograph that I got sent to me today. Right?
You're Mickey. You're doing a wee dump and then doing wee zoomies and all. You know, he's just rolling around.
This is what I get. Topless photographs from Mickey Bartlett from a dressing room because he's in the sun. And he thinks because he's got a bit of a tan now, all of a sudden his tits look better. So then, I'm never getting him home. He's never coming back because his tits never look good over here.
Yeah.
They don't really look good over there, but don't tell him that.
He's going for that Holly Valance look, isn't he? Yeah. See that, mate? Full circle. That's what we do. So here, check out Deck Chair and Yums. Check out Daly's Comedy Club if you're down that way. You know, mate, it's fucking great. And thanks for coming on. It's been a fucking great episode. And we'll see you in the next one. Take it easy. Bye.